Yo, what's up? How's it going? I really didn't know how to come in with that there. I was gonna say hello.
What was that?
I'm not happy with it. I'm not happy with it. I can tell you that much.
I was not expecting that from you.
That was not what I intended. I needed something to start and come in, and I didn't know what to do.
Definitely came in strong with that one.
Definitely came in strong with that one. And just so you guys both know, right from the get-go, I've been given a challenge. I think I sent the challenge to Alex.
The challenge, yes.
Yeah, you know the challenge. I'm not allowed to say, what was it,
I will
fair?
say them. No. Oh, you said it, man. Fucking idiot.
I feel like that's one I can. I have to explain it in the first part though, just so we
I mean,
get.
I literally
On this
I
call.
did just interrupt you to say I'll say it.
Oh.
Oh.
I'd
It's
like.
fine. My needs.
I mean, you can say the other one. I'm not allowed to say.
You're not allowed to say fair enough, or was it fair day?
Yeah, basically.
Pretty much
So you
anything
just say
that
fair.
I
What
can't,
else can
if
you
you
not
can't
say?
say fair enough, or I think it's fair do was
I
the
was gonna
other
say
one.
that. Yeah, because I was gonna say that's what the 90% of what like Ryan responds to messages is fair enough.
Sorry,
do. That is like my go-to response.
no. Sorry, it's fair enough, fair or to be fair though.
That last one's a bit harsh. That one's a good sentence. A good sentence add-on is the word I think I'm looking for.
I can honestly say I think I've maybe used that like 3 times in the last year.
I use it so much. I
Yeah,
do use it so much. I don't know why I use it so much. You ever
I
wondered
don't know.
like where your thingy habits come from?
Your family, your friends.
None of my family use any of those sentence structures. So I'm
I
not
have
too
no
sure
idea.
where I picked them up from. I suppose it just comes out of what you go to. Anyways, so that's my challenge for today.
Yeah.
What have you guys been up to?
Working,
Okay.
cards, life.
Fair. Fuck. Man, that
That's
wasn't even 5 minutes. That's
Hey, look, short and simple.
it. I did not intend to do that. It just. That sounds good, Brandon. That sounds fun.
I mean, last time I gave what I was doing, I was gonna let Alex just go this time. Take it away, Alex. I've been working. I have me and Riles started playing Lethal Company.
Oh, cricket. Ah, yes.
Yeah, we made YouTube videos.
We
Nice.
yeah, we did. Well, yeah.
And that's about it, really.
You
Had Valentine's Day on a date.
Oh, what did you do for Valentine's Day?
I'm not gonna lie, not super romantic. I fancy going to Pizza Hut. So I used it as an excuse. I'd like to clarify, she did enjoy the Pizza Hut. She was very excited Pizza Hut. But yeah, fully the day before I was like, I really want pizza. And I was like, I feel like going to Pizza Hut for pizza just for myself is like too much.
I
Like,
yeah,
Valentine's
yeah.
is tomorrow. I could just.
I could just pretend I'm super romantic and want to take my
Oh,
girlfriend out for pizza.
fully, yeah. Yeah, booked a table and everything.
You know, I think Pizza Hut. I always thought it was gonna be shit before I tried it.
No, it's the best.
It actually is, you know. I miss it in a I'm gonna take out where I live there, but remind me to go back and just cut that little
he
bit.
He lives
there.
In.
I miss Pizza Hut where I live. it's they actually cook the bases, and that's something that Domino's just doesn't do. Yeah, you ever noticed that?
Yeah. I think Domino's very hit or miss. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Domino's. The Domino's near us is actually quite nice. I feel like I don't know why, but I feel like from town to town, chain fast food areas can be either very hit or very miss. They're never the same.
That's pretty bad for something that's meant to be a franchise.
Yeah, because, right, when I came over to go to the Cottonmacon Edinburgh, the Five Guys we had there was really nice. I went to Five Guys here. It was fucking horrible.
I forgot we had Five Guys when you were at Edinburgh.
Yeah, the Five Guys there was nice.
My stomach's growling. It's wanting food.
Oh, that might have been my dog. She's growling again for some reason.
Yeah, I'm sure you never told me you had a dog.
I'm 90% sure I told you I had a dog.
I was also unaware of this dog.
Yeah.
Just a puppy.
Just a puppy.
Just a little puppy. Spoiled rotten puppy, that's what you are. Yeah. You gonna go to sleep? Yeah, okay. Bye. She's going back to sleep in my chest again. She's the definition of a lap dog. She just sits in my lap, chest, and sleeps, cuddles all day.
I'd like to say I'm jealous, but I don't know if I am yet.
The dog?
Big dog.
Yes, specifically of the dog.
Oh, never know.
Of having the dog. Well, I can't remember what we're talking about. Pizza. Oh, yeah. It can be upsetting not having the pizza that you want. Because I really do crave the Pizza Hut pizza.
Yeah, it's that.
It's
that. The pizza in Aberdeen, solid pizza.
See, I plan to come over for my birthday. Specifically to go out and do karaoke with you. But I'm definitely going for a pizza. A pizza.
Yeah. And all I'm saying, before 3 o'clock, they do a buffet.
I know! That's so good!
Wait, what?
Yeah. You go in before, say, it finishes at 3, but they do a buffet. So the chefs just continuously make like pizzas. They make like cheese and pineapple pepperoni. But then they make like other pizzas, and I'm pretty sure it was when me and Daniel went last. We asked him.
It was
like how do you...
Benji.
What? Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah. We asked how they decide what pizzas get made. He's like, I don't know, it's what I feel like.
Yeah, dude was pretty solid.
Yeah, he was. He was really sane. But yeah, pizza's really good again this time. Went with the ice cream one. So you got unlimited ice cream, unlimited refills, and unlimited pizza.
That sounds great. Right.
The idea of unlimited McFlurries is actually like...
Right, I've already got a plan for today. I don't know what's on at the movies, but my plan is to go to Aberdeen... Watch a movie, pop out, go get pizza, and then go to karaoke. They do karaoke in, what's it called? There's, I'd say it's a new bar, but it's not a bar. It's something else entirely. I want to say it's the Three Hatters, it's called. But you can get, like, a karaoke room rather than doing it publicly.
Oh, okay.
So, I think it'd be a great idea to do it there.
Yeah, I'm down. I mean, you know me. I love a sing-along.
I was doing karaoke last night. and it was fun, but it was I didn't do well.
You got drunk last night.
I got mega drunk. I got mistakenly way too drunk.
My favorite part was you phoned me, so I phoned you back. You declined the call, and then I was like, oh, he left me a voicemail, and the voicemail was, please, no, I need to talk, man. We need to talk. Answer.
I don't remember I you went, calling me back.
And I went, oh, I'm not answering this.
I
that's
don't...
who it is. Hammered.
I don't remember calling you calling me back.
Yeah, I didn't realize you'd been drinking at that point. Like, you sent me the Snapchat where you're like, oh, I've had a bit to drink, but that was it. So I didn't know how you, like,
it hadn't hit at that point. It really hadn't hit.
And then you sent me that voice note, and I was like, sorry, the voicemail, and I was like, oh, no, I'm not talking this man. I'm gonna go home, go to bed, and deal with that tomorrow.
It was fine. It just you know when it sneaks up on you and you're not fully paying attention to it.
That's exactly you're like, what I'm happened. I'm sober. I am blackout drunk.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And because it was wine that I was drinking, it was very very sneaky to get at me, so it really just came out of nowhere. But I was pre-gaming because I didn't want to spend loads of money out.
Yeah,
I still ended up doing rounds for some reason. I don't like doing rounds.
Yeah, rounds can get really expensive really quick.
Yeah, I don't understand how we ended up. I think it's because when I got there, the mate that I was out with was like, oh, I'll get this first one. And you just get stuck into it at that point. You can't.
Yeah, you're like, oh, it's like, oh, well, here we go again.
Yeah. It's just annoying because you get stuck in it. Even though you don't intend to get stuck in it.
Now, what I do is, if I'm in that situation, I'm like, I don't want to do range. Is when I get there and the person says that, I go, I'm not sure what I want. Just get yourself something. And then I will go up like 2-3 minutes later and be like, no, I'm going to get that.
You know what? I'll give it to you. That is actually smart.
I don't mind. Doing rounds is fine. I don't mind doing rounds, actually. Changed my mind.
I don't mind doing them. I just, like, there's just some days where I'm just like, no, I can't be bothered with rounds. It's like, you gotta remember everyone's orders, you gotta fucking get them all over the fucking table, or wherever you are. It's a hassle.
It can be a mess very quickly, that's for sure.
Yeah. And then you also run into the issue of, like, y'all have to be drinking at, like, roughly the same speed, or if you're not, you then, like, just have to sit and wait.
That was
to then
the
be
other,
like, oh,
like, super dangerous thing about it. Was
yeah.
That I my drinking speed is quite high because of Daniel.
Yeah.
The person I was out with rarely drinks, so I didn't know how that was going to end.
Yeah.
It went well. We survived, but I was definitely, the pregame hit me as I was going down, and it just didn't stop hitting me. It was, you know when, like, you're staring into one of those tunnels that are going in circles, and they've got, like, lights in it, and it's completely dark, and you feel like you're moving, but you're not?
Yes.
It's exactly how I felt walking down. It's exactly how I fucking felt. It was not great. It was rough. But we had a good night. We got drunk and we did songs. But it was just a good, all right night. We had fun. Just chatted to him, sung songs. Then we ended up switching bars to go dance. Because you couldn't really dance in the bar that we were at. Which ended up messy. It ended up messy. I really wish that the guys that were the bouncers there had just said no to me, because I left to send
it's
my mate on my way.
It's bad when you say you should have got turned down by the bouncers.
Yeah, I should have got turned down. They should have sent me home. I think they didn't because, like, I've gone out that often that I kind of know them, and they do know, like, I'm not a bad drunk. I'm a very passive person.
Passive fighter.
I'm a very passive, happy-go-lucky person. That's how I would describe myself. And I left to let my mate, to take my mate away. We were outside the bar waiting for his lift to come pick him up, and we both just sat on the ground, and that's when I knew I was fucked. Like, yeah. I was drunk.
The moment you sit down, it's like, oh shit.
Especially when it's outside on the street,
the air.
And you're like,
yeah.
Oh,
this
I'm
my home now.
I'm fucked. Yeah, this is where I live now. And it's because the bartenders at the bouncers could see us that I was like, there's no way I'm getting back in here, right? And when I asked, can I go back in? They're like, yeah, you're fine. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
I guess I'm all right. And I got in, and I was not feeling it. I sat down immediately when I got in, and I just kind of stared off in space. You know, when you're like, I don't know if I want to be here or not. Like, I'm just here. And I must have sat there for about 10, 20 minutes just contemplating life before going, you know what, actually, I'm not prepared to be here. So I walked to the takeaway place to get some food, and I got a double cheeseburger, which was nice-ish. It wasn't the best. It wasn't the worst. It was just nice.
I mean, when you're like really drunk, any food at all is just like, this is amazing.
True. It definitely tasted nice when I got back. The problem was that my stomach wasn't taking it, so I had to eat really slowly. Woke up this morning with a brutal dehydration problem.
That's the rule I've always learned. Always drink after you come in. No matter what, just drink.
Like, I did. I went through a bottle of half of water. It still wasn't enough. I needed a lot.
You normally don't have it, to be fair, though. You normally do, like, one-on, one-on.
I think it's just because I pre-game too hard. I think that's what it is.
That's
fair. I pre-game too hard, so I sent myself off to the abyss, and I never got any water. You know what it was? The bartender, Edwards, where I was, she took out a bottle of water for herself, and I was like, why aren't you just drinking tap water? And then she poured tap water and showed me the difference. And it was like,
yeah.
Oh, that's super cloudy and gross looking. Oh, yeah. I think that put me off a fair bit, I'm not gonna lie.
You've been drinking it for years.
Now now it's understandable why I put a cucumber in it. In hopes that it detoxifies the cloudiness.
It's like an excuse. Oh, that's why.
That's why. So that was my last night. It was alright. It was just... I think that's... It wasn't like a big spectacular night that I'd planned in my head, but I think it was the pre-gaming. And I think that's my situation there. And I'm just gonna stop. I'm not gonna go out for... Well, a couple weeks, really. But my birthday, I feel like I'm allowed to go past there.
Wild.
So I'm that my intention is my birthday is probably gonna be the last time I go out for a long time yet. I don't really see myself going out for a while. It's that's how hard it hit.
It's unlikely. It's very unlikely.
Yeah, I think the wine was the mistake.
Yeah. Wine can do stuff.
Wine's a funny drunk. Wine is a funny drunk.
Yeah. Wine, yeah.
And I had 3.5 bottles by the looks of the carcasses sitting on my couch.
Oh yeah, three and a half, yeah. Casual number, right?
Well, I was chatting to someone about it. I can't remember who I was chatting about it. And she said, oh yeah, it only takes a bottle of wine to fuck me up. And I went, really? A bottle? That's all? And she's like, yeah, wine hits hard. I'm like, ah, I'm at least 2 bottles to
really?
Marry.
It's like, really?
And it made me realize, oh, I'm the alcoholic here.
That sudden moment, you realize, like, huh.
I realize I'm the strange being here.
Am I doing this wrong?
So, not fun in that aspect of learning. I think that's the other thing that's kind of putting me from going out again for a while is my, the amount it takes for me to get drunk is just ungodly. It's just ungodly. But it was good fun. Ish. It was just a good night. I feel like I'm having to convince myself for some reason that it was a good night. I know it was a good night. It was a good night.
Yeah, welcome to the club. I'm just not enjoying drinking anymore.
It's not that I don't enjoy drinking. I think it's that I've overdone it.
Yeah. Okay, that's worse than just not drinking.
Yeah. I've overdone it. I've overshot.
What?
It's time for me to accept my lessons and not worry about it and just stop. But that was a good night. And then, well, Alex and myself, yeah, we've been doing Lethal Company, and we decided to record it purely. I wanted to see his reactions and like his side of the I couldn't see.
Yeah. Did you watch it?
I haven't. I didn't know how to search for it.
Wow.
I need to watch it after this.
Good trail.
That's cool. I was trying to figure out how to send mine to you, and my conclusion is I'll just use my phone.
It's just Psycho Alex, who he has played Lethal Company.
Fair. I don't know if it'll come up if I search that. Yeah, should we? I'll search that.
To our one listener, subscribe.
To our one solid listener,
subscribe.
Yeah, that wasn't an offer.
You know what? Yeah, so our one listener, if you would subscribe, that would make our day. What was it called? Psycho Alex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two idiots. I don't know if this is you, but you have 61 subscribers.
No. You'll know my one. It's our literal fucking thingy. It's our podcast logo.
Here we are. Oh, you've had 4 views. Go you.
Oh, yeah, boy. In like 2 days. Not bad. I'll take it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I can watch that later now and enjoy the ridiculousness of you. I'm sad it doesn't have the part of you closing the door on me.
Yeah, same. I'm disappointed. Yeah.
It's all I need to know.
Obviously, Alex fucking sold me out the moment he could.
Oh, you're saying that like you don't do the exact same back to me.
I did do the exact same. I never do the exact same.
You're like, oh yeah, he screwed me over. Oh, I'd never do that. You do it constantly, you prick.
I will have you know that I definitely don't do that. There's evidence that I don't do that.
Oh, just crouch and turn away.
I did ask you, did you not hear that? And you went, yeah. I don't know. What are you on about?
No, if you stare at it and then someone walk towards it, it'll go away.
That's not my fault. That's Benji's fault.
That was you.
No, fam. That one was definitely that Benji.
That was you, because you read up about it in the fucking ship, and then you went, oh no, I read it wrong when we got back to the ship. You went, oh, yeah. It says don't look at it directly.
Yeah, you know, it happened. I'm not prepared to say any more on the matter.
Nothing happened. You seen jack shit.
It's a shameful thing that one is also not recorded. That would have been a good one to record too.
It was a funny one that.
It had its moments. So we're now fully blown YouTubers. We're in the next Sidemen, me and you. Brandon, you gotta get on.
Speaking of, have you seen
I've got my shit to record.
Made a video about KSI.
Pardon?
CoffeeZilla made a video about KSI.
I'd heard, but I've not looked into it.
Yeah, the crypto scams he pulled.
Oh, I'm intrigued. I knew he had a whole crypto thing, but I never really looked into it. Because, you know.
So pretty much it was just like that he, a while back, made like a crypto KSI page thing.
When that came out, yeah.
He would tweet on it every now and again and be like, oh, whatever coin, you know, hold gang. And then he was most certainly not holding. He sold a lot, apparently.
I see. Exposed.
Yeah, it's a bit of a shame. Yeah, some like Twitter page like was literally sitting on the info for like, I think it was like 3 years. Like they had this information in their back pocket.
Damn, that is insane.
Yeah. Yeah. Like they were sitting on it and he like re-logged in to do something. And so the guy tweeted it, or KSI tweeted, and the guy then dropped his info, like, I've been sitting on this for years, I've got the receipts, I've got everything.
That's great. That is brilliant.
I've done a video about him. Which, I gotta say, explains why him and Logan Paul get on well.
Yeah. Well, there was always gonna be something dodgy from there. Like, there was always gonna be something a bit...
Questionable.
Yeah, it's just disappointing. I thought the British law were better.
I thought we were better, but apparently not. Is there such a need to stoop so low, especially when you're
they've got like merch, all fucking the premium subscription thing they do.
Yeah, it is just disappointing. But then you know, what more can you expect from them? Realistically.
Not to fucking mooch off their fans when they're millionaires.
Yep.
That's just capitalism, mate.
Like the bare minimum.
Yeah, it's just capitalism, mate.
Being like, oh, you have millions? No, that's not capitalism. That's being a fucking scumbag. Like, yeah, oh, you have millions?
That's capitalism. You're gonna rip off your...
No, that is not capitalism, right?
Yeah, capitalism is just ripping people off.
Yeah, fair. Sure. It's literally what it is. Keep the little man down.
It's just sad when it's somebody you respected.
Yeah.
That's
I respected them. I liked them. I think respect is a...
How would you define respect, actually?
I don't know how to define that, to be fair.
Because I do think that respect is something that is earned, you know?
Yeah.
It's a very interesting thing of how it works, because the amount of people that are that demand this level of respect from the get-go without earning it,
I would say anyone who demands respect shouldn't get it.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's just silly. It really is. Especially when it comes down to certain people. I really can't be bothered with a lot of people that demand respect like that, when there is no fucking reason to.
Yeah.
Pardon me. Anyways, I don't know where I was going with that tangent. There was something that I originally wanted to go through, but I cannot remember what it is for me. So I'm just going to move on and forget about it.
Fair.
I can't believe I've forgotten what it was. Yeah. Yeah, so we did Lethal Company, and that's fun. Yep. And that's, we're looking to expand that and actually really get into it. So I'm curious how we end up doing all that. I think that'll be fun, a good alternative, for us to do something else creative and more fun. I really want to get into editing. So I think it'll be a good way to try and get into it. But what else did we do this week? I feel like I've done more this week.
Fair. I have no idea what that more is, but fair.
I had my uni presentation that I had to do, and I ended up doing it basically last minute. That was good. We did that, no bother. Ended up, I haven't got my marks back yet, but I'm curious about it, because you know when I asked the tutor if they would be able to give me the marking scheme, just because I have a friend who's uni did that, and I was curious if I could get it as well. So I emailed them, and she replied basically going, "I don't know." And I was like, "Oh, well, do you know who I go to?" And she's like, "Yeah, I have to go to a student. Can't remember what it's called. It's not like a union, but it's basically the helpers. But be handy if I could get, because other than that, it means I just need to follow the marking scheme to get great marks. What else have I done? I feel like I've done something else this week that I really wanted to talk about on the podcast, but I wasn't smart enough to write it down.
I've been playing a bunch of Smite on PC.
How are you
doing that?
I'm actually pretty solid. I've done pretty well. Most of my games are decent. I'm currently playing a game. I'm on 12-3.
No, nice.
What? Doing fairly well. I will say there's one thing I am fairly annoyed about. So you guys know, like, I originally started playing on Xbox. Obviously, yeah. With the PC, you can play on there now. Mm-hmm. So they've come out with Smite 2.
It loses all the skins.
Yeah, and because I've connected my Xbox account to Smite 2, I can't connect it to my PC, which means I can't play my actual original account on PC.
No,
well, that's a bit of a bummer.
Like, I've reached out to, like, the helpline and everything to be like, hey, is there anything that could be done about this? And they're like, yeah, no, sorry.
I think that's the longest about the Smite update. I've seen that a lot on TikTok a while back. Yeah. Smite 2 is coming out, everybody loses everything. I'm like, that's really shitty.
No, that's complete fucking over exaggeration. That's a lot of the fan base being absolute fucking drama queen.
Okay.
So what they're doing is obviously because the original Smite, it was made like well over a decade ago, and it was made on Unreal Engine 3. They're now making on Unreal Engine 5,
yeah.
Which, you know, obviously different engine has big, different capabilities.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not just a case of being like copy paste for the skins. And they said that, like, they said as much, and they said, like, in order for them to have all the skins and stuff in.
Yeah, it's going to take, like, 5 years to do it.
No, it was going to take, like, 250 years to do.
Oh, was it? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
So, you know, obviously, not really an option. And they did say that they were going to take, like, the most popular skins and port them. Yeah. Like, yeah, they can't do every single skin, so not everyone's going to be thrilled. But one thing they are doing is any gems you have spent, be it free gems you got through the game or gems you've purchased, you will get a full refund on those in Smite 2.
Okay, so Legacy. That's not bad.
No, so you're going to get a full refund on those gems, so you'll get... If you spent like £400 buying gems, you'll get £400 worth of gems on Smite 2. Those gems, there's just like a slight thing of those gems you can only use to pay for half of a skin. So you can't buy a full skin right with those gems. But to be fair, I don't think that's an issue. It's like you're still getting that half price discount on every single fucking skin you want. Like that's still a solid deal.
Yeah,
and yeah, it's a bunch of people like throwing fits.
We've talked about this before, and I agree with you. I think what they're doing is the best that they can do in the worst situation.
Yeah, honestly, yeah, I think it's a really well formulated plan. I think it's a really good way to do it. I personally have no issues. I think I've spent like £40-50 on the game, maybe. And yeah, I think it's like a really good way of doing it. Everyone should be happy about it. But yeah, there's people throwing like absolute tantrums because they're like, "Oh, I don't get
the way they made it out." It was everybody loses everything. I was like, "That's kind of shitty of them."
No. You're getting a full refund of all gems you've ever spent, be it free gems or paid for gems, and then you can use those gems to pay for half of anything in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. And people are they're going mental, acting like, yeah, they've been told, like, oh, fuck you.
Just people being people, really, isn't it?
Honestly, yeah. It's really funny. So, like, I'm on the, like, Reddit page for Smite, just because, like, it's a good way to get, like, builds and stuff, because, you know, I'm not a professional at this game. And it's really funny, because, like, it's very clearly, like, the player base is split in half of, like, you've got the one half that are like, oh, this is really cool, like, I'm so glad they did this, and then the other half being like, fuck you, I want my skin.
There's all the thing where it's like, people got rare skins that are maybe more expensive or some shit that that's like impossible to get now. I suppose that people think it's not there.
So there is some people, like, that's their only real, like, complaint. Yeah. It's like, yeah, they had to, like, they got,
the skins worth, like, $100 or some shit, they got there.
Limited edition. Yeah, like, a limited edition, you could only get it at, like, one set time skin.
Yeah.
But, like, you're getting a full refund of that skin. Sure, you're not going to be able to use it in Smite 2, but you are still getting a full refund of that skin. You're still getting all your gems you spent on that skin.
Yeah, it just... doesn't sit well with me.
New game. Yeah. It feels very much like children throwing tantrums, like throwing their fucking toys out the pram. It's like, you know, when you see, it's like there's two little kids and like one of them doesn't want a toy until the other kid picks it up and then they're like, I want that toy.
Yeah.
That's how it feels to me. It's like, yeah, like they're just absolutely being like, like, playing the game, I don't think they would have complained if, like, it got changed or whatever. But, like, the fact that it's being taken away, that they're now like, no, no, I want it. I have to have that.
Yes.
And then you think, fucking stupid. I've seen gameplay of Smite 2. Looks really cool. Looks really, really good. I think it looks just completely fucking amazing. It's
completely revamped.
It's just, it looks so much better. And being on Unreal Engine 5, like, the skills and abilities can look so much better. Like, they actually look so, so much better.
When did you for release?
Next year. I think it comes out in alpha early next year, and I think it'll release proper, like, end of next year or something like that.
That'll be good when I'm thinking.
Yes, it will. That'd be really good.
Oh, sorry, no, I'm a liar. Full launch in January 2025. So it full launches next year. It's just, yeah, it looks so good. It looks so much better than Smite does. Like, I think Smite's a really good game, despite how shit I am at it. But Smite 2 looks really good.
We haven't played it in a while. To be fair, we haven't played Apex in a while either.
No.
Yeah. I need to download that on my PC.
What, Apex?
I hate playing PC. Apex.
It'd benefit you, Brandon, if we do that.
No, it does not.
I think it'll increase your
I've played it with people. People that play Apex on fucking PC?
I will be completely blunt and honest. I will be real dog shit to start with. But I will get good. I don't know why.
Tonight then, and we can see how well we do.
I'll pop on and because yeah, I played Warzone briefly. I played that for a few months on mouse and keyboard. And initially,
it's mouse and keyboard. Call of Duty's fine. It's once you go into Apex, where it's like a lot about movement and shit. It's just like, fuck.
Yeah, it's the movement skills. I feel like will probably benefit from a mouse and keyboard. But surprisingly, if you look at competitions, they did a study on it, and there's a lot more controller based users using PC. So like, they'd have PC, but they'd be controller based.
Yeah. Fair enough.
So it's a very interesting dynamic there, I think. We can only see. We can only experiment and try.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got pretty good with mice and keyboard on Warzone. So hopefully I can get pretty good on this.
Yeah, well, we can only try out and see how we go with it. I think it'll be good though. It'll be nice to see.
It'll be a fun challenge.
I actually think I'll probably do worse.
What? That's a lie.
My issue is like games that I really want, like I would love to be good at, like Smite. I would love to be really good at that game. I don't know what it is. My brain doesn't understand. I think it's because I just don't get the game. Like, my brain just doesn't have that, like, thing about understanding, like, a MOBA. I just don't understand the builds and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's the same with my, like, I could go and look, like, it's similar in terms of Magic. It's not hard to get easy at Magic. You just need to do shit. It's the same with Smite.
I'm decent at Magic. I played that a while ago now. It's like Magic the Gathering something or other came out on Xbox.
Yeah.
I played that for, I want to say, like, a year. I played online against people and had a built a deck. I think it was like a Necromancer deck or something. That was like ridiculous.
Yeah. Standard black Leash and Anakin kind of stuff.
I played that. I didn't look up any, like, normally with games like that, I do like to look things up to be like, you know, what kind of thing am I looking for? What kind of thing am I trying to find?
Yeah.
And again, I don't know, I'll just wing it.
Yeah, you can literally just wing magic. It's not hard.
I did pretty well. I won most of the games I played. But yeah, no, there's just something about like MOBAs, my brain just, I don't understand it. Like, I've kind of picked bits up, but like, I don't understand, like, people, like, there's a few YouTubers I watch, and like, there's a few websites you can go on to look at like guides and like builds and stuff that I will look at, and I'm like, I don't, why have you picked half of this stuff? It makes no sense to me.
A lot of cards in Magic are the same, like, oh, why do you have this in here? Why do you have this in here? And then you're like looking through, you're like, oh, it's like, that's why that's in there. Like, I've got a card, for this is a perfect example. So I've got a mono green elf deck. It's pretty high powered. There's a card called Impetuous Bite. So when you play that card, you get target creature to attack target creature. So what I do is I make target creature my 0/1 Birds of Paradise. And people's like, oh, why, it's at 0/1, it's not going to do any damage. It's like, yeah, I know, but I don't care about it doing the damage. I'm doing something different with it. So I get it to put an infection counter on someone. If they have 11 more infection counters, they lose the game. So I keep playing that card from my graveyard with another card I have and keep reoccurring it and just putting poison counters on it. It doesn't make sense unless you have like the 3 or 4 card combo to do it, because if you don't, you're gonna be like, why does this exist?
I would say the difference between like a MOBA and like Cards Against Humanity, Magic the Gathering, is that like they have like explanations of like why you'd use that card on the card. It's like, hey, this is what you'd use it for. And then it'll be like, this card, if you play this card, you get this card. Like, it doesn't have that. It's just like, hey, this thing gives you more power, penetration, and lifesteal. And I'm like, okay, I don't know if I need that. Do I need that? Do I need defensive stuff here? Do I need the attack? Like, what the fuck? Like, I vaguely kind of know things, but not to a level where, like, if you sat me down and like if you put me in like League of Legends right now and you were like, play this game, I'd be fucked. I could make a build, but I don't think it would be good. I think it would be pretty shit, and like the average of
would I mean, that's kind of what minds are usually out of the minute. It's just like average, just like I'm doing stuff. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm doing stuff.
But yeah, it's like Magic I did pretty well with. The Necromancer one, and there was one that was like, I can't even remember what the fuck was in the deck, but it was like, I think I sacked, like, I had to, like, pretty much sack off.
Sacking creatures and putting shit in your graveyard, making people lose life from sack creatures or some other abilities along those lines.
No, so it was like, I sacked off one thing, and then that let me summon something else, and then I'd sack off that, and it let me summon something else, and then I'd sack off that, and it let me summon something else, and then that something else was just...
It could be Will Health, so what Will Health's ability is when a zombie you control dies, you make another zombie.
No,
something along those lines.
It's something similar-ish to that, but it was like, the sacrifice thing was weaker than the new thing, but by killing it off, summon the new thing, and then by like sacrifice four,
see that'd be like a format like Standard or Modern where that shit changes all the time. That's why I don't play those formats, because there's like, they're cool, they're amazing formats, don't get me wrong, but due to the fact they're constantly changing rules in them, the power levels are constantly changing, it's so expensive try and play those formats because of everything changes consistently all the time. Like,
I was playing Xbox, so I, you know, playing the game.
I like playing with actual cards. I like the physical feeling of playing shit.
Fair. I don't think I've ever played like a physical like card game like in physical like real life like one of those games. Like I know there's like
Yeah.
Pokemon TCG and like Yu-Gi-Oh, Magic the
I
Gathering.
tried Yu-Gi-Oh! Fucking hate it.
I have Yu-Gi-Oh cards. I also have Pokemon cards.
Yeah, I've
I
got
think
po
I.
I got two Pokemon decks and like a Blue Eyes White Dragon
Nice.
Yu-Gi-Oh deck, and I was like, I
Everyone
play
wants
like
one.
a little bit of Yu-Gi-Oh, and I'm like, I'm never playing this shit again. It's
I have
so overcome. There's just so much shit happening all the fucking time. It's like, oh
yeah.
yeah, you play your entire deck turn one. I'm like, what?
I had a Life for the Sky Dragon deck. And then oh, what was that card? I can't remember what the other card was called. It was like some giant like earth dragon looking motherfucker.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you.
But yeah, that thing's power like went up based on the amount of like earth cards you sacrificed. So I just had like a
Yeah.
deck that was like it was essentially like a pot of greed deck where you'd like just kept getting new cards and like you get all your fucking monsters and you'd just be like, fuck all these ones. I now have like 40,000 attack power, you're fucked.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I've not played like in person with any of those ever. Oh, I might have some like super expensive rare Pokemon cards.
Oh. If you have any magic stuff, send me a picture of it and I'll have a look through it.
I don't anymore. I think I used to when I was younger. No, I've got a Machamp like first edition. It's apparently
Ooh.
meant to be worth money.
Nice. I haven't
Used to
collected
pay
stuff
two.
like that in forever.
Mine is literally from when I was like 8 years old, because I grew up in the States, I had all like my toys and stuff over there. When we moved back, I was 11, so packing
Yeah.
stuff, I was all my toys, gotta have all of those bad boys. And then when
Most
we moved
important
back,
parts.
when we moved back, we didn't actually end up shipping it over until I was like 16.
Oh
So we
wow,
like
yeah.
shipped it all. Yeah, so
But
we like
like,
shipped
so
it all over. By that point, I was like, oh, Google, cool, toy dragons and Pokemon cards.
yeah, I love this shit. I love
Sick.
it. It's I mean,
Amazing
some of that
what
stuff is really
6 years
expensive
does.
though. It's some of that stuff can be really expensive. I know one of my friends, he's a big TCG player. He's been playing Magic for years and other stuff. And the moment like Lorcana came out, which is the Disney brought out their own kind of card games called Lorcana. He went ham into it because he knows himself first edition shit's so expensive. And he's been collecting shit and whatnot, and he's got cards that are worth a couple of hundred euros each.
That's
Like four or
actually,
five
that
hundred
sounds,
each.
yeah,
And I
really
was
smart.
like, what? It's the enchanted cards, I think they're called, or something along those lines.
It does, I'm assuming he's got them like foiled and everything,
Oh,
like,
they are. I think the enchanted ones are foils anyway.
yeah.
But yeah, he's going for all like the not. I don't. They're really expensive. I think they're the most expensive cards from like the first set. But at least like the first
Yeah.
cards that come out for the sets are always the most expensive shit. I just bought one of the first decks, the original decks from the first set, just to keep it, and I'll sell it like 30 years. It might be worth something.
Oh yeah, I mean you'll need to keep them in like pristine condition, but yeah,
Oh
they'll
yeah,
be worth.
I have a cling film wrapped and just sitting there.
Yeah. Also, this is like a weird, like complete throwback in our conversation, but nah, do you know Randolph is getting divorced?
Yeah, I saw it on
It's a
Instagram.
weird tangent.
It's
Let's do it.
a throwback for sure.
Sorry, I don't know why it just popped into my head. I saw it. I don't even remember where I saw it, like Instagram or something. I saw some post about it and I was like, oh, okay, and then she moved off.
I saw it on Instagram. I really. Also, it's kind of rough because they were together for a long time, but, you know, they've clearly thought about it and doing what they can.
Was right after the kid as well.
I don't want to attempt to gossip on something I don't know, but I'm sure that that's probably part of it. is
yeah, I have no idea. Couldn't tell you. I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't watched any content from like Sidemen or Randolph or they have a podcast that I used to listen to.
What's good
podcast. Good podcast, highly recommend to anybody, but I just kind of fell out.
Haven't listened to it either. I did like that. It was just that and one other podcast I listened to. But I decided that for this year of Spotify Wrapped that I'm only listening to one podcast for the entire year. Oh. Just because I think it'd be really fun for my Spotify Wrapped to be like, you listen to this one thing. This is all you've listened
to. I've started listening to Economics Explained. I think that's what the podcast name is. I'm trying to learn some more life skills that I can use outside of it. You know, and it's interesting so far because like, the first episode is about a dude called Adam Smith. Funnily enough, a Scottish philosopher. Scotland, I'm telling you, Scotland, we pumped out a lot of shit, mate. The modern world would not have existed as fast.
I don't think it's news that we've pumped out a lot of things. Like, Scotland has created a lot of things.
I apologize. I just ate a hair of my own hairs. It was gross. It was gross. But that's what that was. That was. I feel like I had to explain what this was. yeah, Scotland. We've definitely pushed the world forward. But he was a philosopher. And he's the guy that is essentially heralded as the founder of the base of economics as a study. And very interesting guy coming up with the concepts that he did.
Yeah.
And it's just, just trying to bury myself somewhere.
I'm listening to a very different podcast.
Is it by any chance a fuckface?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I really want to get into it, but at the same time, I'm also like, trying to better myself.
It couldn't be any further from, like, your economic 101 or whatever the fuck.
It's good.
Genuinely, they recently had an episode about waxing their asshole.
I didn't know about that because I watched the video. I did. I think you sent me the video. It was fucking funny.
It just genuinely started just because one of them was like, oh, I think it wouldn't hurt. I think it'd feel quite nice. And then everyone else in the podcast was like,
no.
Bet.
Who was the idiot said it wouldn't be that bad?
Who do you think?
Gavin.
Yeah. Of course it was Gavin.
And of course he's the one that in the video is like, you know what, guys, maybe we don't need to do this.
Do these windows open? Could I climb out a window here or something? Like,
fuck's sake, man. What a boy.
It's a really good podcast. I recommend people listen if they get a chance. They were actually discussing having subsidiary podcasts, so like branches of Fuckface in different countries.
I would enjoy that. I like the idea of that.
I would happily be a brave fuckface. I would do it.
I think it'd be good.
Yeah.
Even though I have no idea what the concept is. I like to listen to Jeff through the Anma podcast because he's so passionate about the Fuckface podcast. And
he's got his own podcast. He's got his own podcast now, so alright. But I think it's just him talking to like the audience, and then he occasionally he'll have like a person on maybe.
Oh shit! I didn't know that.
Yeah. The Fuckface one's like really expensive, which makes me laugh because it was originally meant to be the three: Jeff, Andrew, and Gavin. And now it's Jeff, Andrew, Gavin, Eric, Nick, and Gracie.
Who the fuck's Gracie?
She is one of the producers.
Wow. Well, I like that they're slowly getting all the staff in on it. I do like that.
My other, just another bit I quite enjoyed. So, Andrew has some aliases. So, really early on in the podcast, he released an episode where it's just him for like 20 minutes, where he's like, "Oh, like I feel like I need to confess something. My name isn't Andrew Banton. It's Ray Somer. I got the name Andrew Panton. It's Andrew was my uncle's name, and Panton was the last name of one of my friends at school, and that's how like I made my gamer tag based off of that. And when I met the Rooster Teeth people, I met them online through Xbox, and so they called me Andrew because that was my gamer tag, and I just never corrected it. And so I've just been living my life as Andrew Panton, but my real name is Ray Somer." And it's like this really, like, he goes proper go for it. It's like this heartfelt, like, yeah, this is who I am.
You know, the thing completely is, I would know if he's telling the truth. Yeah, no, fuck's sake.
He just made that up. He just thought it was a funny bit.
Oh my god.
Fuck's sake. Using that alien, right, he has a work email in which he nominated himself. For, like, they've got, like, an company awards that they give out every year. He nominated himself and his two other aliases for every single award. Whilst watching the awards, Jeff spent every time they'd announce an award, Jeff would text Andrew and be like, "Thumbs up, fingers crossed, hope you get this." And then every time when he didn't get it, would text him being like, "Robbed." And he did it for like all like 30 awards that they gave out.
Oh my god.
Oh. It's just a really funny little bit. Just to every single one be like, "Oh, fingers crossed. Robbed."
It's like that one we played a lot, right?
Yeah. I think I feel like their podcast is what we will be if this podcast takes off, like we make money from it. I feel like it'll just be us fucking with each other and like doing dumb bits.
I feel like anything we do ends up with us just fucking with each other. You know, one of my favorite long cons that I ever did was telling you that Leon died.
I'm still talking about that.
that is one of my favorite long cons that I ever played out on.
It was truly impressive, and I still think fuck you for that bit.
Oh man, it was the payoff.
We've discussed it before. Like, I'm not really big on anime myself, but like, when I watch, like, if I start watching a show, I have, like, a weird compulsion. I have to finish it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it is, but yeah.
I'm the same way. Unless it's, like, a long show and I just, like, really...
Even then, I need to finish. Like, Ryan can attest to the countless shows that I've watched that I've been like, this is so shit. This is such a bad show. And he's like, so don't watch it.
I
will watch shows until the end. 94
I will spend like it'll be like six seasons, and on like episode 3 of season 1 I'm like, oh, this show's awful, I hate it. And he's like, so change it. And I'm like, no, I gotta
stop it.
And I will watch six seasons.
You know, one of my favorite things when you used to stay at mine was when I just walk into the living room randomly, because I'd been spending the day in bed or whatnot, or I'd come in from work, and I'd be like, so, what's happened now? And you'd be like 10 episodes ahead from wherever you left off, wherever I left it. And that's how I would just stay up to date with our shows. Like, I would just come in like, all right, give it to it. What's happened? And my favorite was the fucking vampire one. What's it? Van Helsing?
With
creepy motherfucker Mohammed.
Yeah.
Bruv. I still get freaked out thinking about that.
I actually genuinely still don't know if I like or dislike that show.
I'd like to know what happened in it, but I don't want to watch it by myself.
You don't want to watch it now?
Pardon?
You don't want to see Sam?
No. No, I do not. My mother has bigger balls than me because she loved the show and watched it all. And I was like, I don't know how you did it. The Muhammad thing got to me.
Yeah, no, I was crazy. But to get back to my original point, right, is I can't start a show and then not finish it. Ryan watches a lot of anime, so there's a lot of anime that, like, if I'm hanging out with him or whatever, he likes to watch anime while he eats his food. So I will then inadvertently watch, like, 3 or 4 episodes, and then I just have to watch the rest to get the closure. Which also, I gotta say, is bullshit for anime, because they'll do, like, 3 seasons and be, like, cancelled. Or they'll do, like, 3 seasons and be like, you gotta wait 5 years for season 4 now.
I learned a lot about that, though, and why they do that. And it's purely because... Oh, money. Yeah. This is money.
Yeah. No.
Obviously. But one of my favorite shows that you ever put on that I judged you so hard for... Pardon?
Centaur World.
Also one that I heavily judged you for, yes. You watched that by yourself, though. Made me watch it. I'm so glad I watched that while drinking.
I fully did. I'll be honest, it was mainly because I was just like, what is this show? Like, it started off as just like, because it kept popping up, and I was like, okay, I feel like I gotta put it on. And then it became like a weird morbid curiosity of us like, is this a show for kids, or is it meant to be for it? Because they have a full episode that's about suicide. Like, that's the entire episode.
It's for adults. I'm like 100% sure.
I genuinely don't know.
I just think it has to be for adults.
Uncomfortable Dog slaps, and I'm not even sorry about it. That song is fucking banger.
Is it Uncomfortable Doug or is it Comfortable Doug?
I can't even remember now. It's been a while. I can't listen to it. I don't have access on my Spotify.
Nowhere King. It's Comfortable Doug.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
There's 2 seasons of this fucking show. I refuse to watch the second season. Out of principle. Okay. Like, straight out of principle. After being forced to watch the first... season, it was not okay. It was not good. It fucked with you so hard.
Justified a bit. But yeah, what was the other one then?
The other one is Trolls. Trolls, Tales of Arcadia. That's what entertains me so much, is that I judged you so hard for putting it on, and then I ended up liking the show.
I would like to also clarify, right? I put it on because we were both hammered, and I was like,
fuck. Were we?
And then we put it. Yeah, we were drunk. The first episode we watched, we were drunk. We were
like, I don't remember that.
We couldn't decide what to watch, and then that popped up, and I was like, lol. And I put it on, and you're like, oh, what the fuck? Which just made it funnier to me. And then we watched the episode, and you're like, oh, this is pretty good. And then we watched the show.
And then we watched, like, every spin-off.
Oh, parts every single show. One.
Yeah.
Every single one, yeah. Not even a shame.
I'm sad that the show ended, but it was a good show.
Yeah.
It was actually a banging show. I think it's written by Guillermo del Toro.
Guillermo del Toro?
Yeah, that's I wanted to say it with confidence, but I couldn't. But yeah, it's written by him. So you knew it was going to be a bit of a banger.
If it was going to be written by him, yeah, it's going to be good.
But it's... The other one that you watched that I couldn't watch was The Dragon Prince.
I didn't watch that.
Did you not watch that? I'm sure you were the one that watched that.
No.
Maybe it was Daniel who watched it. I don't
know what it is, but I didn't watch it. No.
Maybe it was Daniel who watched it then.
Because is that not the one it's got Sokka in?
I don't know, but I can find out for you soon.
I'm pretty sure it's got the same voice actor. Because I remember, like, I do remember seeing a bit of the show and being like, Sokka.
Oh yeah, it does. Jack DeSena. He is in a lot of things, but I'm trying to find out movies and TV shows. Oh no, he's not. Never mind.
Is he not?
Oh no, he is. Sorry, that's of course the last one that's on the list.
Yeah, I distinctly remember. Like, I saw a bit of the show. And I was like, oh, that's okay, that's good. And then I just moved on with. I can't remember what I was doing, but I left for whatever reason.
The animation doesn't actually look bad now that I'm looking at it.
I vaguely know the show. I don't think I've watched it though.
There's up to season 6. Holy shit. I thought it was you that watched it, but I guess not. I can't. Maybe it was Daniel. Getting Daniel into anime has been one of my life's greatest achievements.
I'll be honest. I was concerned with the anime that got him into it.
Yeah. Oh, I can't believe that it was Goblin Slayer that got him into it.
It could be Pico.
The one that got him into anime, Brandon, is Goblin Slayer.
Hey, yo, Goblin Slayer's lit, though.
It's a fucked up show, man.
Yeah, I know, it's a fucked up show, but, like, there's so much worse fucked up shows.
Like, that is an anime that even I have watched. I think Narayan got me to watch, like, the first two seasons, and I was like, I actually...
Goblin Slayer's so...
There's a second season?
Yeah, there's a second season left.
Oh, shit. No, I didn't know.
Me watch it.
I thought Goblin Slayer was amazing.
No, I don't remember seeing the second season.
Maybe Daniel got me to watch it then. You made me watch what? You definitely made me watch season 1. But I feel like I've seen season 2. Maybe I haven't. I don't know.
I definitely got you to watch season 1. Because I couldn't believe it was an actual show. I just...
Like, that is a show that even, like, even my, like, intense, like, need to finish shows, I was like, maybe we missed this one.
So, I googled Goblin Slayer, and it comes up with People Also Ask. And, the second question is Goblin Slayer okay for 13-year-olds?
Yes.
What the fuck, Brandon?
No.
Only a little bit of rape in it.
Only a little.
Only a little.
I mean, it's...
Like, the intro is, like, someone getting molested. It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
It's a dark show.
It's a dark show, but I think that's why I like it. I like dark animes.
I think it's because anime, like, some of the shit that they pump out is just meant to be, like, so bright-eyed and star-shining. Yeah. And
it's... The contrast in what anime can be versus what it usually is, which is probably why I like it so much.
It's the same with, like, that's why I think Attack on Titan did so well in the average person's world.
That is another show, actually. That's another anime that I didn't finish. I just got bored of it.
I got bored of waiting, and then I went to go back and watch it. I found it... I couldn't get into it again. I just, for the life of me, couldn't get back into it.
I just remembered, actually. I'm the originator of the anime in the group.
You're the originator of the what, sorry?
In this group. I just remember that.
Yeah. Well, you got me into it with,
Attack on Titan.
Well, that is not really the anime that I think got me into it.
It was season 1 of Attack on Titan I watched, and watched it with me. You were living with me at the time.
Oh, so yeah, holy shit. God, I black out those memories, to be fair.
You know what occasionally pops into my head? That one night where I woke up at like 2 in the morning, and all I could hear was like a fapping noise coming to you, and being like, Mariah, I'm up. And it didn't stop, and I was like,
"What's that?"
You have maintained your innocence throughout the years of you were asleep.
I was asleep, and I maintained that to this day. I was asleep, but I'm so entertained by it.
I believe. I do believe. I feel like because I didn't move about much when I woke up. I just like slowly woke up and then I heard the noise. And went, Orion. I feel like you would have been startled enough. You would have made it. Like you would have.
Oh yeah, 100%. But what we discovered.
You wanking.
What we discovered when I lived with you is that my sleeping is awful. I sleep talk. I snore. My snoring's gotten like 10 times worse, I feel, since I left yours.
I've heard. I'm aware. did you not think also, like, there's a day where you woke up and you found out you, like, jerked off in your sleep?
Yeah. I mean, that was not yours, though.
I think that's what you were doing. I think it was an early instance of that.
That yeah, very much could be gross to think about. I had been suppressing myself when I was a youth.
It's gross for you to think, mate. I listened to it. I was awake.
Yeah, I watched it happen.
I can't help it. I was asleep.
You were there.
I was asleep. This is only defense. It's a lie.
That's my no. That's my no.
That's your fucking nam. God damn. Yeah. You know what? That's a fair nam, mate. And I yeah.
It just, yeah. Yeah. It was just like I slowly woke up. And I was like, what the fuck is that noise? And I'm like, oh, it's coming from Orion. And then it like clicked in my brain. It's like, Orion? Dude, I'm up right now.
Well, that happened.
Narayan.
Not stop. Narayan just kept going harder, faster, nothing. Stronger.
There was no response, no nothing, and I was just like, I gotta leave, and I left.
It's time for me to go now. I've heard too much.
I
think I'm gonna stay in the room for the rest of the night. In the lag.
In fairness, if I was awake during that. It would have been a power move. That's a power move that I would have walked out of straight away. I'd have been like, no, fuck that.
FBI, what?
Like, fuck that.
No, you liked it.
Yeah, there's not much I can do other than apologize. It's, yeah.
It's a funny memory now. It's a thing we can laugh at.
It's one of those things that is so unbelievable that it actually happened. But
yeah,
a lot of our memories are that a lot of this stuff that you look back and laugh at, you're like, I can't believe that actually happened. No.
There's a lot. Yeah. To be fair, I get told by a lot of people that have like an endless supply of stories that like I can just rip out.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, I'm a dumbass. Yeah, I do a lot of dumb shit.
It's a great quote from Jeff is, I do the dumb shit so my kid doesn't.
Yeah.
And like, even then, I don't know if I do.
I think you do.
I think I'm just what I would call innocently stupid.
I back that.
And I do stupid stuff without realizing. Great example is Lethal Company the other day, where I ran up to the mine, looked at the mine, went, ha, that's a landmine, and I ran right straight over it.
That was so... So we're playing the game, which we have played on multiple occasions now, and we hear a beeping, which signals, hey, there's a landmine near you. Narayan walks directly up to it and stands like right next to it, looks down at it and goes, landmine, and then just steps onto it and blows himself up. My favorite part is that, like, if you watch my footage of it, right, and you hear him go, huh, and I turn and see him right next to the landmine and go, no, and he blows up.
That's what I'm looking forward to watching today.
I'm like halfway through getting no out of my mouth, and he blows himself up, and it's like, oh, for sake.
Oh.
Yeah. There is also a few moments where, like, you'll go into a building and like we've got our agreed policy of you go in, you come back out if it's safe, let the other person know. You'll go in, right? And I'll be stood on the outside. You take ages to come back out. So I'll be like, oh no. Oh no. Are you like you'll vanish and you won't come back out? I'm just like, Ryan? No.
See, I get that off of Kane now from the one time we played with him, which is just,
yeah.
Fuck it, you're gonna die if there's a monster behind there anyways. You may as well just go for it.
Fair.
And I forget the agreement, and by the time I remember and I come out and I see you like hidden around the corner, and I'm like, well, it's not gonna fucking do anything to you there, is it? Like, fuck you.
Well, you know, they've hit the door a few times. I don't know if they can break it.
I think for if we're gonna record that more, I will take off the arachnophobia setting. Because right now I've got it turned on because fuck spiders.
What's the arachnophobia thing?
It turns off spiders. There's some spiders in the game.
Yeah.
That stupid little shit that appears on your screen.
No, I've had spiders. Pardon? Whilst we were playing. I've had spiders in our game.
Oh, yeah. See, on my screen.
You can see them, but he can't.
Yeah. On my screen, all I get is big letters of spider.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's actually really funny. It's when we were in the room with Cade,
yeah.
On one of the things, and there's a giant spider there. He's going on about a spider. I'm going, what spider? Where? And I can't see anything because it's written and at a certain angle it goes flat. So I didn't know there was a fucking spider there. And he's like panicking, like, Ryan, there's a spider. Stay still. And I'm like, what spider? Where?
Where?
I can see the thing that had like a nest where it collects its loot running around, and I was like, that thing's not going to touch me yet. I'm not stolen anything from here yet. And then it turned and it just said spider, and I was like, oh, there's a spider. Fuck.
So you won't have seen the spider. When we left and then went back in, there were webs all over the floor.
Yeah, I don't think you see it in my footage, but in my footage at the very far end, it just says spider as it runs towards you, and I'm like, ha, that's a spider. I just bounced. Like, nope.
Oh, so in my footage, right, when we go back in and you're like, were those webs on the floor before? And I'm like, totally. In my absolutely convincing proof. And you go back in, which I gotta say, the fact that you believed me and went back in, unreal. The fact that you didn't question me for a second.
Well, the thing is, right, my memory is that fucking shot that I'm like, it genuinely might not have been there. I might have been there.
I've been talking like this the entire game. You went, oh, were they there before? And I went, yeah.
That was a bit suspicious. That did raise the bells a little bit.
And you didn't hesitate for a second and didn't stop and go.
Once again, innocently stupid.
Yeah, fair. So when we went back in that time and we were like stood there, and then you went to go forward and was like, wait, no. The spider's there. It was literally on the other side of the door.
Oh, wow. No, see,
like it was on the right, yeah, like it, the door you were facing, it was on the right hand side of that door, like on the other side of the door. That's why I was like, no. Because if you went any closer, you're dead. You were gonna be a corpse.
I really don't want to turn it on. I don't want to turn the fucking mode on.
Come on, don't be a baby. Let's go.
Do it.
It's
you freaking out about the spiders. Like, I'm not really cared about it, to be fair.
it was the fucking facehugger moment where it dropped down from the ceiling. Oh, I couldn't believe you left me and fucking locked the door.
Right. I would also like to then I would like to point out the fact that, right, you then walked it to me and stood right next to me while it killed you. And I was like, great, so I'll just drop on the floor and kill me after it kills you.
In fairness,
you're still going, get it off me, get it off me, but I don't have a shovel. You can't.
That is why shovels are now like a requirement for me.
Fair enough.
Yeah. But see, when it's on your face, you literally can't see anything except like its body.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Even if you fucking move around, you don't know if you're moving or not. Like, yeah. I couldn't tell if I was moving or not. I was trying to fucking see something.
I think I told you to, like, run off the cliff and kill it with you.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Fucking, like, goddamn.
Take one for the team, dude.
I did. I fucking took it for the team.
No, you didn't. You just fucking died. You didn't take one for the team. You died with it around your head. Next to me.
Yeah?
And then I fell down the cliff, I think.
There's some good moments in that game. There's some really good moments. Like,
the one where you fell in the gap.
Me and Dave roast.
I get murdered by the coil head, but immediately after jumping the gap, it just spawns on and kills me. And then Dave runs and he falls down. That's so funny.
That was great. That was the moment that really made me want to record the gameplay.
Yeah. After that, I looked up how to record on my laptop so I could do the same, because I was like, that was killing me. That had me, like, proper.
Yeah. It was brilliant. And it was seeing Jeremy have something so similar happen to him when you sent it into the group chat, Jeremy Dooley. And I'm like, see, that was funny.
Where they flag each other off for falling down, and then he falls next. It just made me laugh, because it's like, both me and Cade laughed at, like, openly mocked me for having fallen. And then immediately got karma.
Absolutely. I'm wondering if they're going to release it on console. Because it would be a great game to play with everybody.
Yeah. They must be. It's wildly popular, I feel like.
It's kind of like Among Us all over again.
Yeah.
I feel like it'll have the same shelf life.
Couple of weeks and for months and then gone, yeah.
No, I feel like Among Us went for like 2 years.
Among Us went for a decent time. I think it was between 6 months and a year and a half. And then Fall Guys came out, and it had like a month of like, oh my god, this game's great, to disappearing. Not hearing anything about it.
Yeah.
Like, I occasionally see a video pop up of Fall Guys, and I know they've done stuff to the game, but I haven't played it since.
But yeah, I feel like Lethal Company will be, like, it'll be like really big for like a couple of years. Like, similar to Amnesia. Like, it'll be similar-ish to that.
Oh, yeah, that's the bet you're placing on it.
Where it'll be, like, where it's, like, really popular for, like, horror, like, spooky genre for a while.
And
it's gonna, like, die off.
I'd say it's equivalent to Dead by Daylight. Where it's...
Ooh, that's a good change.
It's still popular to this day.
Oh, that's a game we should play.
I've thought about it, because I know I can get it on PC.
I've been looking at it as well.
I'm tempted to get it, because I think that would be another good one for the group to play. But
I feel like that would be a good one to record, because I feel like you would scream a lot.
I do scream a lot in it, yeah. I'm basically just a screamer. That's I have a very low sense of
fear.
I don't know. I feel like if you say you have a low sense of fear, it means you don't have much fear. I have a very high sense of fear. I'm a fucking scaredy cat.
You have a low tolerance of fear.
Yeah, and I go into fight or flight very quickly, which you can't.
You go into fight. you never fly. You always fight.
Well, at least you know, in an alley, if something creepy happens with me, I got your back for all 20 seconds that I can fight.
Yeah.
You know,
Well, no, actually, to be fair, from video game experience, no, you run. You just run away. In person, you've always gone for, like, a quick jab. But in video games, you do always just go, nope, and run.
Yeah, but see, the difference is, for video games versus real life, I'm fat. I know I've not got much potential in running away. I gotta go with the heftier option here. Whereas video games, I at least know the stamina bar.
Come at me, bitch. Yeah, I got the mask, come at me.
I still remember the time we were drinking, you punched me in the chest because I scared you.
I don't.
like you were in your bathroom, so I snuck into your bedroom. And when you came out, I jumped out, and you did your usual where you like turn and like punch out. But because I jumped out towards you, I jumped a little bit too close, and you just caught me right in the chest. Which, admittedly, yeah, it's my own fault. I should have known. You've never been shy about punching when you're.
You fucking idiot.
Yeah.
It's definitely something I can see happening, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, like, you did it. I was like, yeah, this is not me. This is on me.
Oh. Daniel does the same. He does the same. I'm yet to successfully, at least in my memory, hit him. But it's been close. There's been a few close calls.
I wouldn't say it's a painful punch to take. It was just like
it'll be a light jab.
Yeah, I just didn't expect it to like caught me off guard, and I was like, yeah.
I think watching, I've gotten really into watching, me and Daniel really enjoy watching the horror movies together, and
yeah,
I think that's desensitized me a lot to certain stuff as well. It's actually quite a shame, because there's not any good, what I've discovered after watching all these horrors is, not a lot of good ones, and it's disappointing. Yeah. Although, I do highly recommend to both of you guys and anybody who does like a bit of horror out there, watching The Fall of the House of Usher. I think that's what's called.
Heard of that, yeah.
Yeah, it is a really good, well-done horror. It's very gothic in its horror. Very dark and dreary, but it's so well written, and it's such a good like mystery at the start of it, trying to understand it, and it isn't until the end and everything's explained that you go, well, of course I was never going to fucking get this, but that it makes it way better.
Fair.
It is really, highly recommend it. It only got 7.9 on IMDb, but 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. I'd say the Rotten Tomatoes score is much more accurate to how it actually is. There's a dude in it that I love his hair. Oh, what's his name? Rahul Kohli. He was actually on Achievement Hunter for a bit. He used to drop in and do an episode or two with them. But he's got a really good hairstyle in it, and I really wanted that hairstyle, but I know that I'd have to regrow the back of my hair to get it.
Yeah.
And I'm put off by that, I'm not gonna lie. Very powerful.
Right. Should we start wrapping up, or?
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. Is any last outgoing comments or things that you want to say?
I'm not aware if you said fair or not, I'll be honest.
No, I didn't. I made my one mistake at the start, and that was it.
I don't think he has.
I've been very.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
We're going to make Susie listen just to find out.
Yeah, if that one viewer can just like let us know if he did say it, that'd be great.
Yeah. There's actually a comment section on Spotify now, so you can reply and tell us if, you know.
I still think that one viewer is Susie. She's the right age, gender, like, area.
Nah, I just don't think it's Susie. She hit me with a hard... Well, because she asked me what we were going to talk about today, and I went, I don't know, we just talk about random stuff. And she went, oh, that's boring. And I was like, oh, well, definitely not our viewer.
I'm well aware of her opinion.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
She was not blonde.
She does it all fucking back, does she?
No. Right, cool. We gotta wrap.
Yeah, so, anyways, to our one dedicated viewer, thank you for listening again. We'll see you in 2 weeks. This must come out middle of March, I think, off the top of my head. Our plan is we're doing pretty well there.
Yeah, we've kept a pretty good schedule, even though our schedule is not exactly what it's meant to be. We've actually got a better schedule than we originally planned.
And the podcast.
Okay.
Anyway, let's keep going.
And we will catch you in 2 weeks. We'll speak then. Oh, go find Alex's YouTube channel, Psycho Alex. I still need to figure out what mine was. And give him the subscribe button there. All right, thanks, bye!